Do you remember the first time leprosy was mentioned in the Word of God? It was mentioned in the book of Exodus, chapter 4, right? When the Lord has appeared to Moses in the burning bush, and he sent him to Pharaoh to get his people out of Egypt. And the Lord was encouraging in chapter 4 Moses, and he is giving him signs that he is with him and he is Almighty God, that he is able. And I will not go to these signs, but the second sign, if you go to Exodus chapter 4, he told Moses, put your hand in your bosom. Put your hand in your bosom. And get it out. And Moses put his hand in his bosom. And when he got it out, he was found that his hand is full of leprosy. It was a leprous hand. Where Moses has put it? He put it in his heart. Beside his heart. And once he got it out, he found that it is a leper hand. It is full of leprosy. What's going on? And God wants to tell him that's it, exactly what's in the heart of man. It is a leprosy. It is a sin which is in the heart of man. Whatever you are seeing on the surface of what people are doing, but actually the origin, the deeper than the skin manifestation of that leprosy, it's coming out of their hearts. And I want you to read with me that verse that the Lord Jesus uttered himself, or the two verses in Mark 7. In Mark 7, these words of the Lord himself. Verse 20. Yeah, let's read from verse 20 in Mark 7. Let's know the origin of the problem, deeper than the skin. In Mark 7, verse 20, and he said, that which comes out of the man, that defiles a man. For from within, yes, within, yes, underline that word, within, out of the heart of man, deeper than the skin, out of the heart of the man, proceeds, and count with me the manifestations of leprosy. Count with me. Evil thoughts. And as you count, pray and ask the Lord, is that in me, Lord? Point it. Search my heart. Is that in me? Evil thoughts. Adulteries. Fornication. Murders. Thefts. Covetousness. Wickedness. Deceit, lavishness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all these evil things come from within and defile the man, makes him unclean. It's from within, from the heart. In Jeremiah, we read this verse that above all the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Deceitful. And that's not just the heart of a sinner that's living in sin, but even my heart and your heart and the heart of every believer is deceitful and desperately wicked. And who knows this heart? The Lord say in the following verse, Jeremiah 17, verse 9 and 10, if you would like to quote it. In verse 10, the Lord say, I, the Lord, search the heart. I, the Lord, search the heart. I, the Lord, search the heart. There is that old nature of sin in us that can be easily deceived of it. If we will not come to our Lord on our knees every day, and I pray him with David when he told him, O Lord, search me. And see and try me. And see if there is any evil thoughts. If there is any wrong way in me. And lead me to the way everlasting. Search me, O Lord. Would you come with me today and tell him, search me, O Lord? Would you like to live with a strength that the Lord can use you? Would you like to be used by him in his might and in his power? Do you know that there are maybe not many of like you at the place of your work or at your class. There are not many like you that the Lord has can say that I bought this with a price. Not many like you that you can say I'm bought with a price. So would you come today with me in this wonderful occasion that we gather around the Lord today and tell him, search me, O Lord, and try my thoughts. And if you find that there is any evil way in me, would you correct me in your presence? If I will not be corrected in his presence today, where I will be corrected? Where I will get this discernment that will pronounce and judge that this is unclean, that this is leprosy that's affecting me? But I know that my time is gone, Brother John, so I will close. There are two other characters that characterize the plague. So we said that the hair turns white in all of them. In all of them, the priest has to look and find the origin, that there is deeper than the skin. And then in verse 8, that plague spreads. If the priest see that, behold, the scab spreads in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. And that's what the enemy is trying to start with, a little thing. And then he starts to take more, he owns more land in you. And he takes more hold of you. As we saw with the story of the hero of faith, Samson. And when we mention these heroes of faith, we mentioned it with all respect, because these were the men of God, that he was a Nazarite. And we mentioned them taking heed, and we be warned that we also might be taken into sin. So it spreads. But also in verse 10, that one of the other things that can characterize it, that if in that plague there is a quick grow flesh. Quick grow flesh meaning a life. It looks like a live flesh. Like it looks like a healthy flesh. So if in the plague he find that what it looks like a quick, meaning living, raw flesh, then he pronounce him unclean. Oh, we thought that there is a hope there. We thought that this might work. That there might be some kind of improvement that can be associated with this. And this, it talks to us about the trials. I'm trying. How are you, brother? I'm trying. What are you trying to do? You cannot try. Many before you tried and they failed and they couldn't. If your trial can succeed, the Lord wouldn't have come. God wouldn't have taken the form of a man and go to the cross of Calvary to end that problem of sin and all its consequences. So please don't try anymore. And if there is any quick grow flesh and you feel like, I'm trying, I think I'm better now. I think I'm okay. I have done this. I'm praying and I'm reading the Bible. Yeah, but you know, there is leprosy there. Yes, you're reading the Bible, but there is that leprous relationship that you are still maintaining there. And I cannot be in fellowship with you. I cannot be in association with you because of that. That's in your life. So the Lord is telling you today, yes, you might trying, but how about you keep all these trials? Keep that quick raw flesh aside, because it is leprosy that need to be cleansed by the miraculous work of the Lord. But as we heard earlier in the introduction, that in verse 13, when the old body is covered, he pronounced him clean. When old body is covered, I surrender all. I surrender all unto Jesus, my Redeemer. I surrender all. There is nothing is good in me. I have come short to the glory of God. Let us close by these verses in Psalm 32 before we go to the discussion. Psalm 32 and verse 3. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old. Yes. Through my roaring all the day long, when I kept silence. For day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Verse 5. This is a solution. This is the leprosy that cover now the whole body. He says, I acknowledged my sin unto thee. I acknowledged it. And Lord, we pray today that each one of us can speak to the Lord in this language and tell him, I acknowledge my sin unto thee. And mine iniquity have I not hid. My iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord. And thou forgive the iniquity of my sin. He that covers his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever confess and forsake them shall have mercy. For his name's sake.